The focus of this class is on the Vishuddha chakra. That's at the throat center. It's the element of space. And what we want to do is find our own space. And in order to do that, we have to strengthen here so that we have access to it and it's not dissipated. So let's start in crocodile. This gives you a moment to really find your space away from the world. It points your senses down and inward, inviting you to focus on the breath. So as your body rests here in this pose, be aware of the movement of the breath, particularly in the area of the abdomen, in the sides and in the back. If the throat is soft, there's no obstruction to that breath. The breath itself is quiet. As you rest here, the breath becomes smoother, less jerkiness. And that way, again, it becomes quieter. Deep in the throat. The inhale and the exhale are even, not only in duration, length of time, but also in quality. The inhale nourishing everything it touches, including the area of the throat. The exhale, also guided by prana, actually supports the throat in letting go of anything that might have gotten stuck there, words, thoughts, ideas, fear, or doubt. The breath is continuous. There's no pause, no break. At the area of the transitions or anywhere throughout the breath. Again, that allows for the breath to be quieter. There's no subtle jerk at the pause because there's no pause. The breath is seamless. And with these qualities, then the breath can be deep without effort. All the tissue around the neck and throat, this whole area of space, can be nourished by both the inhale and the exhale, soothing, comforting, releasing whatever has caused sorrow or pain in the area of the throat. Keeping this diaphragmatic breath, come into table pose when you're ready. We'll start with a simple cat-cow stretch. So as you exhale, round the back and let this neck be part of that. And as you inhale, drop the spine and again extend the neck, but not too much. So we want to just find the area of the neck and the head and the shoulders in space with movement. And with that movement, the breath. So there's no real obstruction to the breath at all, even as you move the neck and the head and the shoulders and the whole spine. And then as you're ready, come back to a neutral table. And here we'll do a lateral stretch where we stretch from the hip bone all the way up through the shoulder, even bringing the ear to the opposite shoulder. So the right ear comes right, the right hip bone and the right shoulder come together. Stretching the left and then go to the other side. So you're stretching the right all the way through the top of the head, pay particular attention in stretching the sides of the neck. So right now you're not really looking over your shoulder, but you're stretching the side. And then after you've done that and you're comfortable with that, then come back to neutral for a moment. When you stretch laterally, it's natural for your head to actually turn and look down. There's a slight rotation in the neck towards the opposite direction. So as you stretch this right side, the head will look slightly to the left and then come back to center. And as you stretch the left side, the head naturally wants to turn, and you can turn it a little bit more, but not too much more. Just getting familiar with that rotation with the lateral stretch. Oftentimes we try to hold the head straight or we turn it too much in poses. And this way it gives us an idea of how it's supposed to turn, how anatomically it's meant to turn. And then come back to neutral when you've done an equal amount on both sides. Tuck the toes under and come into downward facing dog. So now you have this nice open neck, just a little bit more open, hopefully, than it was. And your spine is long. You can bend your knees alternately and just get some grounding, especially if you've been on your knees. Now you want to stretch them out a little bit. And then come back to center. Make sure you're still breathing diaphragmatically and bring the right foot forward to the hands. So you have a nice long stretch here, opening up through the thighs. The whole spine is long, and the head and the crown are just coming right out of that long spine. Make sure you're still breathing diaphragmatically. And then if you want, you can turn even. Take your right hand to your right thigh, keep the spine long, and turn. And again, you want to find the best place for your head, not turning too much, but making sure you rotate all 7 cervical vertebrae, those spinal bones that are the neck bones, a little bit. And then come back to center, back to dog. And again, let your spine unwind and be long. Take your left leg forward, your other leg. Right knee to the floor. You can keep it up if you like. Again, make sure the spine is long, the neck is open, the throat is soft, and breathing diaphragmatically. When you're ready, take the left hand to the left thigh. With a long spine, turn. Again, find the best optimal place for your head and neck. Those 7 cervical bones in the neck, each one can turn a little bit, and none of them too much. And then back to dog pose when you're ready. So again, we're strengthening this area too a little bit by doing this dog pose, and that's good. We want a strong support for space. Walk your feet forward and come up into standing. Shake your arms out. Just really give them a good shake. Roll your shoulders around, just all the way around. So you're stirring up this whole area, especially at the base of the neck. That's often where we get stuck, is at this base or right under the occiput at the top part of the neck. And go in the other direction if you like. And then take your hands on your shoulders and draw circles with your elbows. This is particularly nice because it stirs up the whole rib cage area, collarbones, the back here, these muscles that get tight around the neck here and come down into the scapula and then go in the other direction. So everything gets to move a little bit. So if you've been cramped and there's been no space in your neck, this is where you want to begin to undo that tightness and then release. Shake the hands out. And just another, I like to do another shoulder roll or two after I'm finished with the elbow roll. And now we're going to stretch, be really specific and stretch the neck. So for this, what sometimes helps is just to do a root lock, just a slight root engagement, and then be strong in your legs so that your neck and your head know that you're supported. Then drop your right ear to the right shoulder. So this left side is long. Breathe here. Let this area breathe. Let there be space here. Come back to center. Take a moment. Feel the difference on your right and left side. And then go to the other side. Again, you want there to be enough of a stretch, but don't overdo it, to give you breathing room here. Breathe into that space. And then come back to center. Roll your shoulders around. And then relax your shoulders. And drop your head forward now. And as you do, remember you have 7 cervical bones in your neck area, 7 spinal bones. Let them all stretch as best you can equally without too much flexion. So you don't want to tighten your throat. Breathe there now. That's it. And then come back up. Wait for a moment. And then to make sure that you don't overextend the neck, which if you have tight muscles here, that can happen quite easily, take your hands and clasp them. Place them behind the base of your skull and then let your head rest back into your hands. So there's still space. So you don't overextend that. You're really creating space in the front of the throat, but also in the back of the neck. It's not getting too tight. And then use your hands to lift your head back up. Release your arms down. Shake your hands out. Roll your shoulders around. Okay? Take a moment here. Find the front, the back, the sides of your throat. Where for you is there space right now? And where is there a lack of space? And if there is space, is it a collapsed space or is it a strong space? It's like if the sides of the room that you're in right now were to collapse, the space you're in would be a mess. So now we want to strengthen the sides of the neck so that there's no collapse in that space, but you can be in that space, you can live in that space, you can express from that space, and you can be silent in that space. So drop your right ear over to the right shoulder again. Take your right hand up just over the left ear and don't pull your head down. You've already stretched it. The weight of the head is enough. You can drop your shoulder if you like. So you've got this nice stretch. Now push up into your hand. Use your neck muscles here. Engage them, strengthen them. Breathe. And when you release, release gradually. Wait, breathe into both sides. When you're ready, drop the left ear to the left shoulder. Take the left arm up over the head. And again, you're not pulling down. You're simply resting the arm there, getting a nice stretch that way and by dropping the right shoulder. And then when you're ready, gradually press into your hand. You've got a lot of muscles here. You don't want to jerk them around. Press, breathe. Feel where there's strength. Is it just the outer edge? Is it close to the neck, close to the center? And then gradually release. Again, take a moment. Feel now the strength at the sides of your neck, the tissue that's there, the muscles that are there, even the spinal bones at the side. And then feel the space that's there, created because you've built something. Now we want to strengthen the front of the throat. So bring your fist, doesn't matter which one, you can start with your right fist if you like, to your forehead and press against the fist. And you can see on Amanda, she's activated these muscles right here. This is where we often leak. We throw our words away. We talk too much. We spill our guts. We do all this blah. So strengthening here is really helpful in so many ways. And then release again gradually. Release the fist. Shake the hands out. So now you've strengthened here, using the right hand. Now take both hands behind your head. Take the thumbs just on the jaw, the lower jaw area, and the fingers. you can either clasp them, or like I like to do is spread the hands out and then lift the head up. So look at that. Look at how long that neck is now. Keep the length and press your head back into your hands. So the chin stays neutral and you're strengthening in a stretch back here, where often we get tight. So we stretch first, then we strengthen in that stretch. And then release your hands. And now breathe into that space so that it doesn't collapse back to habit. The throat is breathing. It's stronger. You've accessed and activated those muscles. You've lengthened these muscles and strengthened them. So now take the left fist to the forehead. And again, you don't want to move the head to the fist, but move the fist to the forehead like Amanda. And then push against your fist. Don't push the fist against the forehead. Hold it steady. Push your head against the fist. And see this activation here? She's not going to spill any words at all. They're going to be measured, true, and authentically hers. And now release. Shake the hands out. Roll the shoulders around. Take a moment and just feel the activation of those muscles in the front of the throat. The throat chakra, Vishuddha chakra, it's pure. Vishuddha is pure. And what we're looking for is a pure sense of yourself, not words that you've been trained to say or that others have wanted you to say, but the silence and the words that are authentically yours. That's the purity of this chakra. And now bring the hands back behind the head again. So you're lifting up the skull evenly, front and back, stretching the muscles in the back that often get tight. When you're ready, gradually press your head straight back into your hands so that in that stretch, you are strengthening. It's called a resistance stretch, and it allows us to keep the length and get stronger. Release when you're ready. Shake the hands out if you like. Roll the shoulders around. Now there's one more part that has to do with the throat area, and it's really the jaw. The jaw gets tight or weak or out of kilter, then the whole throat neck area kind of absorb that. So to strengthen the muscles around the neck and the jaw, take your fist and place it on your jaw, the upper and lower jaw. Now keep your head facing forward, keep the jaw in place, or the fist in place, and turn into your fist. So you won't be able to turn much, though this again is a resistance strengthening process. So you're strengthening, and you can see the muscles here. And then relax slowly so you don't jerk the jaw or the neck around. And then take your fist and place it just on the lower jaw. And for this one, you're not turning your head, you're moving your jaw laterally. So you're moving your jaw right into the fist, your lower jaw only. And again, release slowly so you don't jerk your jaw around. Shake the hands out. And for a moment, stop. Notice if there's any difference on the right and the left side in terms of access or strength or activation, in terms of space. And then do the other side. So the fist comes to the whole jaw, upper and lower. It holds the head in place as you attempt to turn the head into the fist in towards the left. Keep breathing there. Don't try too hard. You don't want to hurt yourself. Just enough to activate and begin to strengthen. And then release. And now put your fist just on the lower jaw. And laterally Move the jaw left. Move the jaw into the lower jaw into the fist. And then release as you're ready. Roll the shoulders around. And then one more. Take your fist and place it right underneath your chin. Hold that steady and press your chin like you wanted to open the mouth into the fist, but you can't because the fist is there. This is really great for these muscles right at the joint here between the upper and the lower jaw. And then release. And let them relax. So the whole side of your face relaxes, that jaw relaxes. And then use the other fist. Same thing, right underneath your chin. Attempt to open your mouth, pressing it against the fist. And then release. Shake your hands out one more time. Just roll your shoulders around. Now, separate your feet. For triangle pose, turn your right foot out, your left heel out. And this, remember, we're laterally stretching both sides, but this top side, the left side here, when we go right, is going to stretch a little bit more. That means that the head is anatomically going to naturally rotate a little bit towards the right. So let's go ahead and take the pose, take your triangle, whatever that is for you. Engage the pelvic floor lightly so that you have an anchor and you move that anchor down through your legs. The spine is long. There's a lateral stretch here, and you can see with Amanda her head slightly turning down. That's the neutral position. Now, if you want to go against that neutral position and begin to look up, take it slow so that you don't hurt the neck trying to force the head into the pose when anatomically you may want to reconsider. So find the best, most comfortable place for you. That's your pose. And then to come out, bend the right knee slightly. Turn your head back down as Amanda did and come up. And then turn your left foot out. And again, when you're stretching this right side, remember that the head is going to anatomically turn slightly left. So let that happen and take the pose. Pelvis comes right, pelvic floor is lifted, anchor through the legs. Release that hand. As you can see, that hand on Amanda is very dynamic. She's pressing against the inner thigh. And her head is in neutral here. So now when she's ready, when she wants to, she can begin to rotate her head, but only as far as the pose and the neck stay comfortable. So there's no congestion in that space. There's no restriction in the neck. And then when you're ready to come out, bend the left knee, come up, find the best place for your head, and then relax for just a moment. Let the spine become neutral again. And take that neutral spine into downward facing dog. So now you have a lot more awareness here. You have strength on all four sides. You have strength in your arms. You have that awareness. So breathe there. Let that whole space now fill with the breath. And then come all the way down. Rest your knees on the floor and take a moment in child's pose before you do anything else. In this pose, again, you've got a moment. You rest the head on the floor. You can rest it on a cushion. Just find yourself here. And then when you're ready, come up to a comfortable seated position. And you can even sit on a chair if you like. We'll stretch a little bit more around the neck. So some of those harder to get to muscles. Take your right hand to the floor so you're anchored. So you're really anchored there. And then drop your right ear to the right shoulder. So again, we're stretching here like we did when we were standing, but now draw your chin up to where your nose is. So you actually begin a deeper stretch here that comes from the sternum, comes up through the clavicle, and goes to this jawbone. It's the SCM, mastoid bone muscle that you're stretching. So the connection between your heart and your throat is not congested. Breathe there. When you're ready, keep the diagonal and bring your chin down towards the opposite collarbone. That will stretch this muscle in the back, the levator scapulae, that oftentimes we get really tight and then it grips the space. So we want to give that a nice stretch. Breathe there. Bring your head back to neutral in the diagonal and then bring your head back up to center. And just take a moment in center and feel now from the front to the back to the sides. Let the breath be there. From neutral, anchor your right hand, draw your head down to the left, and then bring your chin up towards the nose, stretching through the sternocleidomastoid muscle, the SCM muscle, the whole front from the heart, through the collarbone, through the jaw. Breathe there. And then in that same diagonal, bring your chin down towards the opposite collarbone. So now you stretch that levator scapula on this side. Breathe there. And then bring your head back up in the neutral position and then back to center. Let this whole area rest and breathe. Now we're ready for lion's breath, where we clear out all the stuff that we brought up. So make sure your seat is strong. You can sit either cross-legged or in this pose, Vajrasana, whichever is more comfortable for you. This is actually a little bit more powerful when you're up. You're really up a little bit more. Your legs are strong. So when you do lion's breath, let it come from this anchoring down. You're really grounded here. And use your hands too. So your hands will come up like claws, opening up this whole area across the chest. Take a breath in. And as you exhale, tongue out as far as it'll go. Good, let's do it again. Relax for just a moment, breathe in. When you're ready, claws, tongue out as far as it'll go, root of the tongue. And one more time, take a breath in. Let the strength come from here. Spit it out. Lion's breath, when you're ready. And then relax. Take a moment. Now we're going to go from lion to camel. So come up onto your knees and only do camel as far as you can where you're comfortable. So what we want to do most times in camel, what we see or we do ourselves is this gets shortened and we've lengthened it and we've strengthened it. We want to keep that. So take your hands on your pelvis and draw your thumbs down a little bit to remind the buttocks to move down. So you tip the whole pelvis. Lift the pelvic floor. That's your anchor here. So your movement comes from the root moving. The front panel of the pelvis moves up, the back panel of the pelvis moves down. The breath is still in the diaphragm. So the chest only opens from what happens underneath it, and then the neck stays long. So keep that neck long, and you can stay right here and not go any farther. Or if you like, you can bring your hand, tuck your toes under, and bring your hands to your heels. But this is the important part. Be strong here. The pelvis is turning. The pelvic floor is lifted. The breath is in the abdomen. And the neck stays long. So if you want to take it back just a little bit, you can. But make sure that you have the strength to lift your head back up without grasping. And then come up as you're ready. And sit back in Vajrasana. Let this whole area relax and feel the result. Make sure the back of your neck has space. Remember, the chakras are along the spinal axis. So if only your throat opened and the spine got compressed, you want to go back, make sure you breathe into any compression that you feel back here, and give back the space. Now, with that space, take your right hand again to the floor beside you and take your left hand to the outer edge of your left. We'll just do a very simple seated spinal twist, a variation of Bharad Vajrasana. So letting the spine be upright, make sure the head doesn't turn too much, but follows the heart rather than leads the heart. And that's really, this pose was named after a great sage. And that sage encouraged us always to follow our dharma, to follow our heart. And then release. Let the spine return to neutral all the way from the tailbone to the atlas. And then rotate in the opposite direction, the hand to the floor, the other hand to the outside. So you have a nice long spine. There's no compromise in the spine. If there's compromise anywhere in the spine, it'll show up in your neck. And then release. Take a moment here. And now, because we did the twist, we want to cleanse on a deeper level. So we'll do a pranayama practice called Vajra Yogini Mudra. So this is Vajra, Vajrasana, and if you would turn to the side. So the practice is, take your hands behind you, clasp your hands, and take a deep breath in. You can see she's opening up the whole front of the body on the inhale. On the exhale, compress by folding forward. So you press the breath out from the root all the way up. Here, you pause for a moment, take a breath in, and then exhale. The last bit, any staleness, exhale out, and then inhale deeply as you come up. Deep, deep, deep breath. Release the hands, close the right nostril, strong exhale from here through the left. Inhale up, both nostrils, exhale, close the left nostril, strong exhale through the right. Inhale through both, release, take a moment. So your exhale is strong, first through the left, then through the right. Inhale through both, exhale through both now. And we'll do that one more time. So clasp the hands, deep breath in. Exhale, fold forward, pressing the breath out. Press, press, press. Inhale and exhale here to get the last bit of staleness out. And then inhale up, deep breath up, anchor through the pelvis, release the hands, close the left nostril, strong exhale through the right, inhale through both, close the right nostril, strong exhale through the left, inhale through both. Relax the hands, breathe. So that can clear the more subtle areas of the throat. Now, do bridge. So roll over onto your back. So you have a nice long neck, soft throat. The base of the skull is relaxed and open. The collarbones are soft. Come up as you're ready. This is so nourishing to the throat. The throat is a full moon, so it reflects the light of the heart and the light of the mind. That's why we need it to be pure, so that our expression in this world reflects the light of our heart and the light of our intelligence in our mind. Let the throat be soft and be nourished here by the strength of the body, the wisdom of the heart, and the luminosity of your mind. If you want to stay longer in the pose, you can take a block or a blanket or a pillow even and place it underneath the pelvis and come down and rest. Soften your eyes and turn your gaze inward. Notice if there are any further restrictions in your throat. Let the inhale and the exhale begin to nourish your own authentic voice expression. Nourish the space that's there. Let the exhale clear the space of unwanted words, conversations, doubts, fears, anxiety. Even in the tissues, every single tissue in your throat area has space. This area governs all the space in your body. As you're ready, lift the pelvis, remove the block. Come all the way back down and get what you need so that you can comfortably rest in Shavasana. It's always nice to have a little thin cushion under your head to support just so gently the neck and the head. And then the throat can soften over that support. The neck is supported. There's a strength there, but it can rest. So there's no restriction at all in the throat. And the whole body can be stable. The support of the floor, the support of the cushion, the body becomes stable and comfortable, which leads to a deep stillness in the body itself. With that, the breath can be effortless. There's nothing in the way. There's nothing to stop the breath. It's effortless. And then, with the body in stillness and the breath effortless, we'll gather the mind's awareness and place awareness at the crown of the head. It's the nature of the mind to move, so we'll guide it in movement. Bring now that awareness to the center of the mind, deep in the forehead, just below the crown. And from there, move that awareness to the throat where we've been working and focusing. Let awareness rest there for a moment. And then move awareness to the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists. And let awareness come to rest at the fingertips. And then from the fingertips, move awareness back to the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, and the throat. From the throat, move awareness down to the center of the heart region. The body is still, the breath is effortless. Now move awareness to the center of the abdominal area. The center of the pelvis. The hip joints, knees, ankles, the tips of the toes, the body is still, the breath is effortless. Awareness rests at the tips of the toes. And then bring awareness back to the ankles, the knees, the hip joints. Now move awareness to the root of your spine, the tailbone. Move awareness from there to the sacrum just above the tailbone, the low back spine right behind the navel, the heart spine between the shoulder blades, and now move awareness to the neck spine. And back to the center of the mind, deep in the forehead. From here, follow the breath out through the nostrils. Follow the inhale from the tip of the nose to the center of the mind. Follow this pathway for just a moment longer. Exhaling out, inhaling in. And then rest even that. All these points we stopped at are points of light. They outline your own body of light in the vast field of space. Rest now in your own concentrated light. Take refuge here, giving up all other effort. You're welcome to stay here for as long as you like. When you're ready to move, deepen your breath and fill this corpse with that concentrated radiance from the inside, every cell, every tissue of your body. Fill it with that light. And then as you're ready, move your hands and your feet, roll over onto your side, and rest there for a moment. Come up in your own time and find a comfortable seated position. That can even be that seated position can even be on a chair. So find the place that where you're most comfortable and can sit upright without collapse. Let your pelvis anchor you. Find your position that's steady and stable and comfortable. The breath is diaphragmatic. And now scan your body from the crown of the head, just like we did. So if there's any place when you sat up that you've tightened, see if you can relax that. Or if there's any place where you've collapsed, make sure that you acknowledge that and access the breath there to help you get a little bit stronger. So from the crown of your head down through your neck, shoulders, arms, to your fingertips, wrists, elbows, shoulders, to the throat again. Make sure that you're comfortable and not holding yourself. And then moving down to the heart, abdominal, and pelvic area again. Make sure that you're not restricting yourself and nor are you collapsed. And then hip joints, knee joints, ankle joints, and toes are comfortable. Toes, knees, hips. Now find the root of your spine. And just a little bit slower, travel up the spine. If you find anywhere that's collapsed, see if you can lengthen that out. If you find anywhere that's rigid, see if you can soften a bit to bring stability and ease back to the spine. And then bring your awareness to the center of your mind, below the crown. From here, follow the exhalation out through your nose. Follow the inhalation from the tip of the nostrils to the center of your mind. Follow this pathway, uniting prana and awareness by following the breath. Once you have a sense of prana and awareness together, bring that same awareness to the throat. As you exhale, exhale down through the collarbones, the lowest regions of the throat, in the back, the lowest regions of the cervical spine, and in the front, the collarbones. And as you inhale, inhale from the lowest region of the throat up to the upper regions of the jaw, the mouth, even up through the ear area. So this whole area, you inhale up and you exhale down. Remember that hearing is part of the sensory ability of the throat chakra. So speaking is the active sense, but hearing is the cognitive sense. So as you exhale down from the ears and the jaw. As you inhale from the upper regions of the heart or the lower regions of the throat. So there's a movement up as you inhale, following that movement of prana. And as you exhale, you're following the pranic movement down. You're not leading it or guiding it. Your union, your awareness of prana is so deep that you're following prana's movement in the throat area. You're welcome to follow the movement of prana in the throat area a little bit longer. But at some point, you'll want to rest in the very center of that throat area, which is infused with prana, right at the Vishuddha chakra. Rest your awareness here in that concentrated field of light. Be aware of the space in that field of light. You're welcome to stay here as long as you like. When you're ready, bring your hands to your heart. Bow your head slightly and honor the inner guide, your inner teacher, that will take you deeper into the mysteries of the throat. Pay homage to that guide that is within. And then cover your eyes with the palms of your hands so that when you open your eyes, you're aware of the inner world and the outer world simultaneously. And then remove your hands. Thank you for joining us in the discovery of the Vishuddha Chakra.